Well, just to get rid of the perverse pumps, I'll read one more that fits in with it. It's a poem called Tricks, and I dedicated the poem to some friends of mine, John and Barbara Anderson, and Barbara asked me, they couldn't figure out why it was dedicated to them, because it's such a perverse poem. But the the attitude in the poem is of a gentle humor, I think. And it was something that I felt was taught to me by those two friends. It's called Tricks. It's about being around people who are driven by some eccentricity and can't sort of learn themselves out of it, I guess. Tricks. Who can sleep with so much pain around? I wave goodbye to the loveless, asleep and waking, dreaming of me. From the insomniac sadist who prowls an empty room, I steal his whip to tease him. I pinch his fanny and leave. In the subway, I toss a kiss to the exhibitionist and close my eyes, for who can change character? Who but the devious priest will bruise his knees for those whose lives are limited by pain? They will not learn. The amateur whore and the lonely clerk who refuses the joys of flirtation sit separately in the park and brood. I send anonymous love notes. I offer desire with Vaseline and roses with thorns, for who else will play tricks with love in his heart? Today I marry a widow, and tomorrow a man, and tonight in a tavern I meet a reluctant poet whose penis is smaller than mine. I refuse to measure, for that is his lot. In another mood, I might tell the right lie and guide their worst fears to the edge of madness and push and wait at the bottom with my net. There is something at the same time pursues and leans inside me. It is my other half. When I weep the bitter tears, it laps them up and laughs and lies down tired and refreshed. Each night, I plunge to the limits of heart's desire and stroke its belly and count the stars circling my head. On off nights, it digs a hole in my right hand and says, "Love thyself. Who else has the time?" Okay, let me change the mood a little bit.